open the Rules Committee this morning. It's about 8:25. And what we're going to do is I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 326. And
Mr. Chair?
Yep.
I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on Senate Bill 326.
Representative Edwards moves that the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on 326. It's not debatable. It requires 6 votes. Is there any objection to reconsidering 326?
Mr. Chair, since it's not debatable, is it possible to get an explanation of the merits of the reconsideration? It is. I know the bill is without merit, so I realize that's an oxymoron. But
I agree with that.
There's 2 that agree on that one.
1, 2, 3.
At this time, no. We're just going to have a vote. So we'll take a roll call vote.
Am I to imply that was a no vote that you just made on your part?
No. It might be somewhere else, but reconsideration.
Okay. All right.
Representative Girard?
Aye.
Representative Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Nolan?
Yes.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Rowland?
Aye. Motion passes.
Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 326 was sent to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Edwards moves we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 326 was sent to Ways and Means and a due pass as amended recommendation. Is there any discussion? I think it was
It was without recommendation.
So it was without recommendation.
Okay.
Without recommendation. Vote. Any discussion? This one we can discuss. Seeing none, not any. Is there any objection to reconsidering 326?
Any objection? Aye.
Okay. So let's have a roll call vote.
Representative Girard?
Aye.
Representative Gelser?
We're going to reconsider.
My yes vote is that I don't object.
Correct, that we're going to reconsider it.
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Nolan?
Yes.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Rowland?
Aye. Motion passes.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the -9 amendments in the House Bill, or Senate Bill 326.
Do you want an explanation?
We can do it. Yeah, we'll do that right after the amendment. Yeah. So Representative Edwards, well, let's go with an explanation first of the amendment.
Thank you, Chair Roebling, members of the committee. The -9 amendments to Senate Bill 326 amend ORS 254.135 by adding provisions from bill previously adopted by this committee, House Bill 2414, to allow the names of multiple political parties to be added opposite the name of the candidates. It adds provisions to ORS 254.135 allowing the ballots to list names of not more than 3 political parties that have nominated a candidate for election. It specifies that when the candidate is nominated by the party to which the candidate belongs or one or more other parties, and one or more other parties, the name of the candidate's party and up to 2 other parties selected by the candidate shall be listed. It requires the Secretary of State to conduct a general review of the adoption of a cross-nomination system for candidates for public office in Oregon and to report to the Legislative Assembly not later than October 1, 2010. We do not have a fiscal and RIS before us on the amendments, but I can tell you that the original bill, which would be incorporated here, this would be an add, had a no fiscal or revenue, and that the original engrossed version of House Bill 2414 had a minimal fiscal and no revenue.
Thank you very much. So the motion, Representative Edwards moves that the -9 amendments to Senate Bill 326. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Yes, Representative Girard.
It seems to me in the original discussion we had on this bill, there was the right of the candidate to remove an endorsement. Does that remain in the -9s?
Yes. It's an acceptance only. If you want to accept it, you can.
Okay. So it's optional for the
candidate. Yes.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Miller?
Yes.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Rowland?
Aye. Motion passes. Representative Edwards?
Mr. Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of voting on Senate Bill 326 without the fiscal and revenue impact statements being available for review.
Representative Edwards moves the rules be suspended for the purpose of voting on Senate Bill 326 without the fiscal or revenue impact statements being available. So, discussion of that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not debatable. So this one, again, is the rule suspended so that we can move forward. We have heard the whiz and fizz on both of the original bills are minimal or none. So
this is a six-person vote?
Correct. This takes six votes. So those, we'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Nolan?
Yes.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Rowland?
Aye. Motion passes.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 326 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Representative Edwards moves House Bill 326, Senate Bill 326 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Berger.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. As one of the sponsors of the bill that we are basically adding in here, 2414, I am very glad at this point in the session to see this resurrection, if you want to call it that, and heartily recommend that this is a good thing for the political process in Oregon and appreciate its passage.
Representative Garrard.
In deference to my good chair and to the good representative from Salem, I will give a courtesy yes on this bill.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Nolan.
I love the amendment. I think it's a good bill. I supported it when we passed House Bill 2414. I think the underlying bill, though, lacks merit. And so the amendment does not sufficiently persuade me to support the entire bill.
Representative Jensen.
I do, Mr. Chair, appreciate the efforts to keep this out of Ways and Means, though I would question the wisdom of doing so when we're already operating on a budget that is probably overextended, that's probably going to see us back here in the building sooner than we may want to be. I'm not sure what the fiscal may or may not be on this as it would stand, but until such time as we have some assurance that we're not going to have additional fiscal with it, I would be remiss if I didn't remind the committee that that's a risky path for us to go down. The reason I appreciate the efforts to not send it to Ways and Means is I think I must have been on the way to casting more no votes on a particular bill than has ever occurred in the history of the Oregon legislature since I serve on I would serve on I've already voted on these bills before and I serve on two additional committees that would have to vote on this, and so my no votes would just keep compounding. And I, you know, so I appreciate your effort to do that, but it's still a bad bill, and like all bad bills, the only legitimate thing to do with it is to bury it instead of sending it on. And I did bring along a copy of the Requiem Mass this morning that I'd be delighted to play for us as we all vote no on this.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Berger.
I want the body to know publicly that I am proud of my efforts to allow the good representative from Pendleton to have another distinction in his long and distinguished career in the legislature.
Any further discussion? Representative Garrard.
Mr. Chair, I'm on the same committees as is Representative Jensen, and I get to vote on this bill as many times as he does. So my suggestion to him is quit your whining.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll have a roll call vote.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Nolan?
No.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Rowland?
Aye. Motion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
It's not unprecedented. I did this once before. In this body, and that was file a bipartisan. I'll pass on.
Okay.
Thank you, Representative.
Motion passes. And would you like to co-carry?
Yeah, I'd love to co-carry.
So, with that, we'll close the work session on 326, and we will recess the Rules Committee. We'll give you a notice when and if we have to come back today.
When recess is over?
When recess is over. Yeah, we'll let you know when recess is over. So we'll go to recess. Thank you.